CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Decca yeah for the year in review. The final show of 2018. What's cracking? Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome, and we are live in the Quicken Loan Studios in Southern California. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Welcome to the show. What's going on? It is so good to be here. The 2018 year in review. All right, now if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, wait until they pan behind the other side of the glass. Look at these morons racking their hats. Rocking their hats, their antlers. There's Alvy. Look at Hawk pointing at the camera with his Santa hat and his pajamas. They're all geared up. They look ridiculous and festive. We're ready to get this thing. We already had our annual Christmas morning breakfast. What a hideous mistake that was. Eggs, sausage, the blueberry muffin. Next year, I take all that stuff, I slam it into a syringe, and I inject it directly into my face. What a mistake that was. Go ahead, Alvin. Play that fat alarm. We earned it. All right, we have an amazing program for you today. Let me once again officially welcome you to the 2018 year in review. Now, if Alvin has his week that was, then this is our collective year that was. And let me just start off by saying right off the very top, this has been possibly the biggest year ever in the jungle. Look back. What did we do? We added a Sirius XM channel. We picked up a few new terrestrial affiliates. We made a run at the Hall of Fame. We launched a second podcast. But no doubt, if I have to point to something, the biggest and best change of all was taking this beast and putting it on television for the first time in show history. We talked about it for years. It was a matter of setting this thing up the right way. But it became official back on January 2nd. The Jungle Simulcast was born. I've said it before. Let me say it again right now. I waited a long time to do this because I wanted to set it up the right way. I want to make sure that I had the right partner to do this with. And CBS Sports Network was and is the right partner. I have never been happier with the show. The show has never been in more homes, more cars, and more phones than it is right now. We are reaching our biggest possible audience by being in as many places as we possibly can be. And it feels awesome. It was a great year. I'm going to get to January in a minute. Really quickly, this is not a standard show. We don't have interviews. We don't have takes. It's a complete recap of the prior year, both in sports and in the jungle. If you want to participate, you definitely want to hit me up on Twitter. Hashtag everything Rome YIR. Hashtag it, Rome YIR, R-O-M-E-Y-I-R. The reason you want to do that, not to get the thing to trend, but because you can see what everybody is saying about the program. So if there's anything you want to say, anything you want to react to, just get up on Twitter. Hashtag it, Rome YIR, for a year in review. You can also shoot me an email if you want, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, let's get at it. I want to get to the very end of the year. I want to make sure we get it all out there. I leave nothing on the floor. Starting right at the beginning of it all. Now, I knew that turning the cameras on this thing was going to be a very big deal. I just didn't know that all of you would know how big of a deal that was going to be. But callers that I never hear from except during smack-off season started to dial in the second we took this thing to TV. I afraidy. Kenny, my man, is that really you?
Jimmy!
Yes!
You're the man. First of all, I got to welcome you back to the TV airwaves.
Bradley, what's going on? How are you?
Jimmy, I'm great. Every time they cut to the rest of your crew, it's a different story. It looks like they're the launch team for a missile that just crashed into the ocean.
Mark, Happy New Year, brother. What's going on?
Big Jim. Happy New Year to you, kid. Yo, congrats on the TV show.
In Wisco. Benny, what's going on?
Congrats on already having a longer run on television than our very own Mark in Hollywood.
Silk, bro, what's up?
Bro, what is up? Enough of these shots of the 110 and the 10. Can we get some shots of the Huntington Beach Pier?
Poindexter, my man, is that really you?
Greetings from H-Town, home of the world champion Houston Astros.
Rick, you tell me, what's up? How does it feel?
It feels great, Jim. Happy New Year to you and the crew.
That was a great way to kick off the TV show. Always good to hear from the legends. I should launch simulcasts more often. That felt great. But for every great caller, you know there's at least 500 bad ones, including this tool, who wasted no time in the new year in joining a very old fraternity. Cliff in Wisco.
I'm a diehard Raider fan, and I'm just trying to figure out what Mark Davis is trying to do here with this potential Gruden hiring.
Let me see. You want me to help you with that? Your name is Cliff, right?
That's correct, but they call me the Red Dog.
Oh, really? That's not a good call. Because no. We just call you Cliff.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Good one, Cliff. Welcome to the Self-Glossers fraternity, you bag. Now, you heard Cliff briefly allude to the fact that the Raiders potentially hiring John Gruden as their head coach and what that might look like. Yeah, well, that hypothetical became a reality a week later. And the bowl cut himself made it Facebook official.
Raider Nation, this is a big effing deal. Please welcome the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Mr. John Gruden.
A big effing deal and a big effing soundbite that has not aged well at all. Last I checked, the Raiders traded away all their players. They're in dead last, and the city of Oakland is suing them. Stay hot, fellas. Stay hot. Now back to the simulcast for a minute. You know you've hit it big when you're in Caesar's Palace on the Strip, Philip in Vegas.
Celebrating New Year's, I come down to Caesar's Palace, I sit on my chair, and who do I see on the screen? Jim Rome. You're big time, bro. You're in Caesar's Palace.
Good old school casino and hotel. That's a great place. I'm so happy to hear that.
When you're on the big screen right here at Caesar's, you're big time, bro.
Awesome. That is still one of the best parts of being on TV. All the emails and tweets and pics of the screens around the world that are tuned into the jungle. It's incredible. It's amazing. I love it. Now, speaking of incredible, the Alabama Crimson Tide won the Natty title again. And they did it this time with their backup quarterback in the second half. Awesome for Nick Saban. Not so awesome, though, for Georgia honk David in Tampa. David in Tampa.
Jimmy, I'm not hearing much compassion, buddy, and I need it. We lost that game last night. I hadn't had a beer the whole game. I polished off 6 and a bottle of wine and sat on the porch until 4 o'clock crying in that beer. You know how hard it is to be a fan? Georgia, Atlanta. I mean, it's brutal, man. Yeah, I can't take it. I need psychiatric help right now.
Too bad for David in Tampa that it got even worse when Kevin in Florida then came in to pile on. Let's go this time to Florida. Kevin.
I got a message for Mr. David. Hey, loser, that's not one bad night. That's your reality. You live in the state of chokers. If you looked into the locker room real quick, it'd be like, all right, peeps, listen up. This is the biggest moment of your life. Midway through the third quarter, you're going to wrap both hands directly around your trachea. Both hands, and squeeze until you pass out like little bitches.
I wish I could say it's gotten better for Georgia honk, but you know it hasn't. It hasn't. And then back in January, long before Matt Pat got the gig with the Lions, my own Wikipedia page had an inaccuracy that I was being considered for the Detroit head coaching job. Then Mark in Chicago had some questions for me about my future plans. Mark in Chicago.
Wanted to ask you what your plans are if you ended up getting hired on with the Lions. Are you going to commute? Are you planning on buying a cardboard box near an off-ramp? If so, if you do get the cardboard box, just don't piss off the bums who already work at the ramp. They'll cut you real quick.
Like, we'll cut you really quick.
No.
I could even see clear of your cardboard box. I wish Mark never called. And Lion fan wishes that I had taken that job. Instead of the 5-win, 9-loss rocket scientist with the Ticonderoga behind his ear. Elsewhere in the NFL, San Francisco was ready to pay Jimmy Garoppolo to be their franchise guy. The only question was, how much? Former 49ers exec Carmen Policy told 95.7 The Game to be prepared to stack cash from the floor to the ceiling and then some.
If I were representing the team, I think what I would do is enter the room and I would bring a large jar of Vaseline. And I would say to the agent on the other side, I'm a nice guy. I really want to do the right thing. Please be gentle with me.
Damn, Carmen. Easy, bro. Pretty sure that no large vats of Vaseline were needed. Just a couple of fountain pens. But then again, you used to work those rooms, so not me. I guess I'll defer to you on that one. Now, if you've listened to this show at all in the past 2 years, you know my EP, Adam Hawk, has made some questionable decisions. But none more so than a certain permanent decision that he will never, ever be able to take back.
I'm going to get a picture of my cat's face tattooed onto me tomorrow. And I'm not kidding.
Big freaking troll. Hawk, did you just say you're going to get your cat's face inked on you?
Gonna get my cat. Yep, my cat's face inked on me. The only question left right now is placement. The leader in the clubhouse is top of the left forearm.
No, Hawk, the only question left is where you're going to work next. Hawk, this is the year in review, but that cat tat is your life in review. I'm sure you'll absolutely love that decision when you're 60. Now, the only person in the world who had a worse January than Hawk may have been Saints DB Marcus Williams, who somehow, someway, let Stephon Diggs get behind him with a trip to the NFC Championship game on the line.
Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs.
Stay
up!
Oh, my God!
Loose.
Oh, my God!
30!
No!
10!
Touchdown!
Are you kidding me? It's a Minneapolis miracle! Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have locked up on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
Look, I would never sit here and say that I would have never let that happen, but even I would have never let that happen. All due respect, Marcus. And many of you know the name Tom Haberstroh. He's a friend of the program. He is a brilliant NBA reporter. His mother was recently diagnosed with ALS, and in response, the family launched the ALS Hot Pepper Challenge. Now, my dude Jason Whitlock crushed a jalapeno and challenged me to do the same, but I went next level with it and went habanero. Habanero. I asked Tom exactly what I should expect with that habanero.
The drool effect is very real, but I would say that it's not exclusive just to your mouth. Your nose and your eyeballs are going to probably drool a little bit too. That for me particularly, I needed a Kleenex nearby because there's a lot of crying going on. You might need it for the sweat too.
So that was pretty reassuring, right? Keep in mind, before I spoke with Tom, I had callers all day long pleading with me, don't do it, don't do it. Don't do it, Rome. Are you kidding? What are you thinking, Rome? Do not do it. So what did I do? I freaking did it, of course. Here goes nothing. Dana, Gary, Kevin, Nancy, after I do this, you all are up. Delicious. May I have another? That wasn't so bad. Not bad at all. That is hot. I am on fire.
Yo.
Yo, that's hot. Jim Rome, burning again.
Burning.
I mean, no joke. I'm not kidding you. I was damn near hallucinating. I was dizzy for hours. That was borderline psychedelic. And it was hot. But it was for an amazing cause. And I would do that every single day for the Haberstrohs. An honor to be involved. And I was happy to help out in any way I could, regardless of how hot that was. That thing was really, really hot. One more before I go to break. Because the show, if nothing, is not rangy. As hell, it is that. So it should come as no surprise to anybody when I brought an Olympic bobsledder named Sam McGuffey onto the program to tell his story. The only problem was he was on a team bus and he had a few issues getting that story out. Then you suffered a hand injury. What happened and what was the damage?
Yeah, I, if we can, I'm on the Jim Rome show. I'm like,
play through,
so yeah,
it, my man.
My fingers off, basically.
Whoa. Sam, what'd you just say? What was the injury?
Yeah, I chopped my fingers off. So I was loading the sled. Basically just, you know, it came off too fast, and we're trying to load it onto the dock, and I just chopped my fingers off, basically. The middle of my fingers, the tips of them. So they call me Sammy No Fingers. It's kind of funny.
Check out Sammy No Fingers. My man, Sammy No Fingers holding court and telling his crew, can you pipe down? I need to hear myself. I'm on the Jim Rome show. Get him, Sam. Get him, Sam. When we come back, we roll right through it, and we pick up with Radio Row. It is the year in review. If you're on Twitter and you're tweeting, make sure you hashtag it, RomeYIR. RomeYIR. If I can get a couple of those in, I will. Building pros, check this out. If you're a contractor, a builder, or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner you're ever going to need for all your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Are you worried about selection and availability? Do not be. Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring, and it's available for you right now. They've got over 100,000 square feet in stock in most of their stores, and they do stock professional-grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, grout, so you can get exactly what you need when you have to have it. And if you're too busy to pick up that flooring yourself, the LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. So put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Walk right on in or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Again, let's make this thing kind of a two-way process. Let's make this interactive now. Hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. If there's anything you want to respond to, anything you want to add to it, go ahead and do so. Just make sure that you hashtag it, Rome, Y-I-R, Rome, Y-I-R. That way, everybody can see what's being said about the program and participate accordingly. It is our year in review. We're still in January. Let's move on to Radio Row, the biggest week of the year in the jungle. This past year, in the freezing cold, bold north of Minnesota at the Mall of America, truly unlike anything I've seen before. I cannot tell you how many Super Bowls I've covered, how many Radio Rows I've been a part of. I have never seen anything like that. However, the more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. And if Tony Bruno is not a mainstay on the Row, then I really don't know who is.
Don't do anything stupid. Aren't you tired of being a national joke, Philly fans? Let's try to behave.
Look at Tony addressing the camera with that, too.
Thank you.
Anything else? Another PSA before you go.
No, that's it.
Old pro.
Don't start drinking at 7 a.m. for a 6 o'clock kickoff.
Safe to say, Tony, Philly fan did not heed your advice. Did not listen to that. But then again, Philly fan never does. Now, Tony was one of a grip of great guests that I got to talk to that week. Guys like Stephon Diggs, Deshaun Watson, Greg Olsen, Takeo Spikes, Gerald McCoy, Cam Jordan, Patrick Peterson, Daniel Jacob, Melvin Gordon, Drew Brees, Christian McCaffrey, Todd Gurley, to name just a few. D'Angelo Williams stopped by the stage and told me that Hawk and I might actually be on the wrong stage.
Jim Rohn, man, you look like a 70s adult film superstar.
My man, that sounds like you're saying that I should be in porn.
You look like you could star in one of those films and make a great living.
Wait till you get a load of my EP, Adam Hawk, and the porn stash he's rocking.
Yes, Hawk. And I saw that, and I'm like, that is a... Look at the stash. Yes. Yeah.
But so I should be in porn.
Yeah, he's the star, then that's the co-star.
Right, anyway, D'Angelo, great seeing you. Have a great life, all right?
D'Angelo, man, he could not have been any more pleased with himself with that take. But honestly, he should have been pleased with that take. I'm not co-starring with Hawk on anything, let alone that thing, especially that. Now, at the time, Kirk Cousins was one of the biggest free agents, and I asked him straight up, what was the thing that was most important to him when it came to signing with a new team?
Kirk Cousins joins me on the Row. Kirk, it is so good to see you. How are you?
It's just so good to be in the jungle, Jim. Glad to be here.
What's important to you? What kind of situation are you looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it's winning. You know, I want to win. And I think I've had an opportunity to earn a good living playing football. That box is checked, quote unquote. And so I want to go win. And in 30 years, if I want to come in the jungle, it's going to be because I won.
Oh, man, I'll be in the ground. 30 years from now, I would have been in the ground 10 years probably.
Pretty funny to think, but the place that he ended up choosing, of course, was the exact place where he was sitting when we last talked about it. Now, speaking of quarterbacks, nobody has had a bigger year than Pat Mahomes.
Donovan McNabb, who played for Andy Reid, said that you remind him of Brett Favre. You just got the job. I mean, what do you think when you hear that comparison?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. It's an awesome thing to be compared to Brett Favre. I remember watching him growing up and how great of a quarterback he is. But, I mean, there's a long way to go. It's going to take a day-to-day process of just working hard, doing everything the right way, and then having success in the field and getting wins.
Of course, the Chiefs are living their best life, and it's got a hell of a lot to do with Patty Ice. Also, one of my absolute favorite people to run into and chop it up with every single year is Holly Robinson Pete. She is an incredible person, a huge animal lover, and that's evidenced by this clip right here. It's not what you think it is.
Yo, he didn't tattoo his cat on this.
Dude, he did. That's his cat, and he named his cat Griffey. Look at this kid.
Oh, my gosh, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Is Griffey still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. That is so sweet. Listen, if I were single and I was, like, looking for a guy and I saw his cat tatted on his arm, I would think that was sexy.
Wait, I used to be that guy. What happened?
Yo, listen, I'm just saying, like, Griffey, I'm here for it, man. All of it. Every bit of it. The kitty cat on the forearm, that's hot.
Wow. I'm here for it, man. Every bit of it, all of it, the kitty cat on the arm, that's hot. God, Holly's amazing. Walk off on that, Hawk. Walk the hell off on that. It'll never, ever get better than HRP's approval. Jim Kelly, another one of my favorites, is a tough, tough dude. Tough, tough dude. Multiple battles with cancer. He keeps on grinding and battling and winning. And so much of that mindset is what he brings to the fight.
Surround yourself with the right people, because I know when I was in the hospital and I was fighting mine, my family, and I know I've said this before with you, Jim, that my family never walked in with a frown. They walked in with that attitude. They're going to help me and make my life better. And because there's so many people out there struggling, and I live by the motto that make a difference today for someone fighting for their tomorrow, because my family made a difference in my life. My brothers made a difference in my life, and you can't do it alone. Trust me, you can't do it alone. You need that positive influence around you. You need those positive people in your life.
Kelly Tough, always in my thoughts. Keep battling, Jim. You are an inspiration to everybody. Kelly Tough. And our Super Bowl Sunday show set. Well, we set up shop at Target Field in front of a bunch of Eagle fans. And Maria Menounos did not make any friends. Another one of my favorites. I love her. Maria did not make any friends with her Pats beanie and her Brady gamer.
She is the world's most passionate Patriot fan. She is Maria Menounos. Maria, it is so awesome to see you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You were just upstairs with a bunch of Patriot fans.
Yep.
Before I get there, what do you make of this crew?
I'm not afraid of you! Are you? We're the best there was! The best there ever will be! Quiet!
All right.
They're living up. Thank you, Olan!
She is the greatest. She is so awesome. Quiet!
Quiet!
I'm not afraid of you or you or you or you or you. Quiet! I have not seen a place turn on somebody like that since Bill Plaschke rolled through Green Bay in the 90s. But like Plaschke, she was not afraid. Quiet! All right, that's January. We are off to a great start. Remember, if you are participating and you want to hit me up on Twitter, do it. I'd love to see your tweets. Just make sure you hashtag it with RomeYIR. Hashtag RomeYIR. That way, when you end up on TweetDeck, you can see what everybody is saying about the program.
In Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show, the year in review on CBS Sports Radio.
It might be the last show of the year, but it is a Friday, which makes it an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, submit a question. I will answer one of them later on. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, in case you didn't know, the month rolled over during Radio Row. So Super Bowl went down in early February. Nobody was giving Philadelphia a chance with a backup quarterback against the greatest coach and QB combo to ever do it. But Philly did not give one damn what anybody else had to say.
Oh, moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it.
and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Where were you when Nick Foles, the backup quarterback, became Nick Foles, the star receiver and Super Bowl MVP? Well, resident Philly honk and 2013 Smackoff champ Mark in Hollywood called in the next day to discuss his own version of the Philly special.
And you know what? After the game, I went home. We just won the Super Bowl. You know, I got to wrestle. I got to get my wrestling in, right? And I passed out. So later on tonight, I'm going to give my girl my Philly special. If you see me working, no one likes us.
That's not a good call.
No. No, Mark, I don't see you working. None of us see you working. That chant that he was about to start before I hammered him became instant Philadelphia folklore after Jason Kelce went legend with it in a full mummer getup from the Eagles parade a few days later. That was the highlight of the Eagles celebration. Now, the low light was some dirtbag Philly fan crushing a handful of police horse crap. Oh, he did. Oh, he ate it. The only thing worse than eating horse crap, and there's not many things worse than eating horse crap, is attributing the horse crap to a real-life human being. Let's go to Bob in Calgary.
Morning, Jim. I'm so sick of celebrities getting away with stuff. Did Sarah Jessica Parker even get charged for crapping on the street?
That's
not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
How perfectly and terribly on-brand. Hey, Bob. Listen to me. Sarah Jessica Parker is not a horse. You, on the other hand, are a one-trick pony. No, check that. A one-trick jackass. How's that irony grab you? Don't call me in 2019. Now, one of the conversations that I look forward to having every single year and really throughout my entire career with somebody I consider a friend, my man Jerry Kramer. Jerry Kramer, Hall of Famer. And after he waited four decades too long for that honor, I finally got to introduce him the proper way. Hall of Fame class of 2018, my guest is Jerry Kramer. Jerry, my friend, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jimmy. I am higher than a Georgia pine. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it very much. I appreciate your support over the years and the many times we've had to visit. And it's been wonderful, so thank you.
A little late, but certainly worth the wait. Here's my man, Jerry Kramer, one of my favorite athletes, a stud. Hall of Fame class of 2018. Well-deserved, my friend. Well-deserved. Remember that awkward, sexed-up, jazzy ballad of the national anthem that Fergie crooned out at the NBA All-Star Game? What kind of question is that? Of course you remember it. We all do.
Fergie.
Man, a flag was still there.
Oh, the only thing worse than that is slowing it down to half speed, which, of course, is exactly what Alvin did.
Man.
Yo, Fergs, maybe next time, just sing it normally, if there is a next time. Now, I'm going to own this next clip because it's my fault for going back to this guy when I should not have done so. In February, I teased a Big Jungle announcement, and before I told you what it was, I fielded a bunch of guesses. I just should not have fielded one from this particular guy. Let's go to Calgary. Bob in Calgary. Bob, good morning. Nice to have you. What's up?
Romy, I know the announcement. I know it.
Oh, really? Okay, go ahead.
Sarah Jessica Parker is favored to win the Kentucky Derby.
That's not the announcement.
No.
You don't like that car. I don't like that. Obviously, that's on me. Twice in a month with that idiot.
It's two for me.
The announcement, of course, was the Jungle debut on Sirius XM. Hashtag Roman Space, Channel 206. Damn glad to be there. Shout out to Sirius XM running their first year in review. Here's to many, many more. Now, one of the best parts of the simulcast is the new exposure around the nation. Now, this next man needs no introduction whatsoever, except to Hawk, who I unfortunately have answering my phones when legends like Larry Holmes, the former heavyweight champion of the world, happen to randomly call in. Larry, my friend, is that you?
Yeah, man. You know what? I was turning the channel, man. I didn't know I could get you on my TV, and here we are.
Here we are. Larry, you can. That's something new we started. Bring me up to date. How's life? How you living?
Getting old like you.
I know, right? Kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, give me my youth back. They talk about the golden years. Well, they can keep those. Give me my youth back.
Great moment for me. Larry Holmes, who was the heavyweight champion of the world for 7 years. Great moment for me. Terrible moment for Hawk, who still has no idea who Larry Holmes is. Now, the Canadians had themselves a 2018 in the jungle, thanks in large part to Tyler in Edmonton and Matt in Van. Except Mike in Utah was not feeling it at all. And after a take about the copious amounts of condoms that were given out at the Olympic Village, Mike felt like that was the perfect time to blend a few worlds. Mike in Utah.
Jim, long time, buddy. I've been with you 20 years. It's just hard to call from work. I'm getting real sick of this weak Canadian smack. You talked about that's a lot of condoms. You don't need to give any to the Canadian men, though, bud, because they joined the Mile High Club by themselves. And
No. You don't like that cup.
I don't like that cup. Not a very good
Hey, Mike, call. Do me a favor. You go ahead and wait another 20 years before you make your next phone call. Dane Cook getting fat. You clones killing him for it is not surprising. However, my own engineer having an alarm on deck to commemorate such an occasion is surprising. Yes, I saw the photos over the weekend with Dane Cook and his 19-year-old girlfriend on a beach someplace. No, I'm not talking about it because I really don't care. Alvin. Hey, Alvin, let me ask you something. Alvin, can you not hear me talking to you over the fat alarm?
Fat ass.
Hey, Alvin, why don't you situate yourself in front of the microphone for 1 second? I need help with something. Is there a way to turn that thing off? Alvin, can you remind me as to why there is...
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Alvin. Can you remind me why we even have a fat alarm when I've made it really clear on the program that personal appearances are not show fodder and that we sure as hell are never, ever going to fat shame anybody? Why do we have a fat alarm even? And why is it still going off?
We have it because clones would alert us to people who got fat.
Hey, Alvin, are you one of us or are you one of them? Now, not every day you get to the office and you have something from 19 years ago that you've never seen or heard work its way back to you finally. But this is exactly what happened in one of my favorite moments of the entire year. This is exactly what happened with the Jim Rome rap song.
Out in the jungle comes a pimp in a box. Putting down smack that'll make you rock. So whether you're rolling in your car, at work, or at home, turn on your dad, who you hear?
Jim Rome!
Out of the jungle comes a pimp in the box. Putting down the smack that'll make you rock. So whether you're rolling in your car, at work, or at home, turn on your dad, who you hear?
Jim Rome!
Get my jersey dirty in controversy. You heard me, it's first and 30. It's early, so watch the birdie. Go topsy-turvy with scavengers. Listen and watch the American smack.
All right, so it sounds pretty cool, right? Understand this. That track is from 1999. That track is from 1999, and I didn't even hear it until 2018. Shout out to my dudes, Straight Jacket, Kill the Hun, Casanova, and the late Keith Loniker for that. Freaking love it. One of my favorite moments, not only of this year, but of any year. I only wish that I could have been bumping that for the past 2 decades. Awesome. Let's go to the month of March. The Vegas Knights had one of the most amazing runs in sports history. And Ryan Reeves has one of the most incredible impersonations of a hockey goal horn that you will ever, ever hear. Ryan Reeves, my guest. You have one of the greatest goal horn impressions in the league.
I might wake up this whole hotel.
My man, give it a shot. That is incredible.
The fire department just showed up at the hotel.
That's a legitimate human being making that noise. And further proof that hockey players are a breed onto their own. I love it. Now me, I fancy myself a man of the people. All people. So if a senior citizen is watching the show on TV and needs a little bit of help with the information that they're seeing on the bottom line crawl, I am here to assist. Just ask Winona in Colorado. Let's go to Colorado. Winona. Hi, Winona. How are you?
I see on TV that Colorado plays at CSU plays at 3:30 ET. What does that mean?
Oh, ET. ET is Eastern time.
Okay.
Sound like Fabian. Okay. Now, the worst part of taking that phone call were all the emails saying that ET actually stands for expiration time, as in Winona's expiration time, signed the Grim Reaper. Not funny. Pretty morbid, actually. Arguably, nobody had a more impressive combine than Shaq Griffin. My man was showing up and showing out and doing it all with one hand. Absolutely incredible. And on his way to the NFL draft, he lobbed us a telephone call.
I want people to see me as a football player and not a guy who has one hand who can play football. No matter what it takes, I'm willing to show each and every team that I'm not a guy who just one hand who can play football. That I'm Shaquem Griffin who can play football. Man, thank you. And thank you again for having me. It felt good to be back.
Felt good to have you back, Shaq. Shaq Griffin, NFL football player. That's what he is. Just like he said, could not be more stoked for that guy living out his dream, not letting anything get in the way, and inspiring who knows how many people. Ahead of the 2018 MLB season, the Kansas City Royals announced that they would be banning porn. The reaction to that story was extremely predictable, all the way up until a recovering porn addict from Portland called in. Let's go to PDX, Matt.
Hey, I just want to say, I was calling about the porn, and I'm not here to judge anybody. You can do whatever you want. I do support it. I used to watch a lot of porn. I don't watch it anymore. It's been about a year. If you Google porn on the brain, you'll find out that they're calling it a drug because when you watch porn, your brain releases copious amounts of dopamine. So that's why people are getting addicted to it.
Matt in the PDX or Matt in the PD triple X. Anyway, Matt, thanks for the call and the enlightenment. I think we kind of understand the effect it has on the brain, but thanks for letting us in. Thanks for shining some light on that. Anyway, my dude Jason Lockenfora is one of the best NFL insiders ever. And above all else, he is a pro. Pros do not get rattled, ever. Even in the middle of an interview when his dog Cooper is trying to get after a repair guy.
It's not a case of fantasy football. There's real personalities. There's guys who are... Sorry, my dog is...
Jesse, what kind of dog you have?
A repair person got here. Copper! Oh, my goodness. I was trying to let him...
Come here, buddy.
We got a full-blown episode here, Jesse.
Wait, what kind of dog
is that? This one's not on camera.
What kind of dog is this?
I'm dog wrestling. Look, these are real guys with real personalities.
My bad. That dog's name is Copper. But how awesome would it have been if that dog's name was Bridget? Copper! Copper! All right, when we come back, hour number two. This is not trending well. I mean, the show's great. Except I'm not through March, and we're through hour number one. Stucknut, Steve-O, remember when I cracked you yesterday when you had the over-under at June? I take it back. I apologize. And we worked hard to cut this thing down. When we return, we continue with March. We'll see how far we get this year. Anyway, it's all good. It feels great. If you want to participate on Twitter, make sure you hashtag it, RomeYIR. That way, everybody can see what everybody else is talking about. Hashtag RomeYIR. Hour number two of our YIR year in review is next.